This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, truly, not kind of, sort of, not maybe, not it could happen, whatever, but truly, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, there's so many things going on in the news, and not just going on in the news. I mean, the left is really, they're not just kind of sort of losing their minds. They have lost their minds over this. They still can't believe, and not even that we won, but they still can't believe that any American, any true American, anybody with two brain cells is supporting President Trump. They find that so hard to believe. And it's because in their mind there is only, think about this, you know I'm not lying, there's only one way to think, there's only one way to be. Right? Come on, think about it. It drives me out of my cotton-picking mind. That's really what it boils down to. It just drives me out of my mind. And you heard in the last segment we were talking about. I'm going to talk about Jim Carrey in a second. But you heard in the last segment, Louis Gutierrez just going nuts on the president, and how bad, and how nasty, and how hateful he is. Right, and he's doing nothing to help the American people. He's just all around bad. Louis, you live in Chicago, right? I mean, you live in Illinois. Where are you? Where have you been? Labor Day weekend alone, there was almost 10 people killed in Chicago. 1,000 people were shot since from... And the numbers just keep... Where are you? You love your people. You care about your people so much. Where are you? There are third world nations that are safer than Chicago. The cities, the villages, the countries... The areas that some people are running, coming up the, you sit there and talk about those people coming over the border to save their kids' lives, to get a better life, a safer life, to want a job. What about Chicago? This is your area. You're a representative in that state, or do you only help your constituency? That's it. Because you care about everybody. Well, you don't care about your people, Louis. It's very, or maybe the fact that you're Hispanic and they're black, maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're the real racist. I mean, if you can start pulling facts out of the middle of the air, if you can start pulling things out of the sky, I've kept it clean. Why can't I? Maybe that's what's very evident. It's very evident because you don't talk about the issues in Chicago. You don't talk about what's going on there, how you can fix it, how you can work with them, how President Trump's offer to send help. You won't do that. Maybe you don't care about your people. Right? That's how disingenuous you actually are. That's how, I won't even say that. I'm going to go right out with it. That's how dishonest you are. Right? when you're willing to talk about President Trump and what's going on with him and all the nasty things he's doing and how we have to let people in from other countries because there's so much crime and so much corruption going on in their cities south of the border, what about Chicago? Right? It just doesn't stop. In the time that we've been, I just checked this out. In the time that we've been on the air, 3 kids were shot. Come on, think about this. 3 kids were shot, 16, 17, 18. Out, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon just playing. How is that? How is that okay, Louis? Louis, what are you doing to fix this, Louis? Have you gone to the president instead of just browbeating the crud out of him and verbally abusing the man and trying to bully him? Have you gone to the president and asked him what he's willing to do to help you? Have you even asked for help? Right? It's never ending. When are you going to actually step up and do the right thing? When are you actually going to step up and talk about the real issues that are going on in and around you? Remember, Louis, 63 million Americans voted for the president. 63 million tax-paying American citizens voted for the president. I probably would be, I don't know if I'd be stepping out here if I were to say, I can almost guarantee the fact that very little, if any, illegal aliens voted for the president. Right? I mean, don't you think? I mean, they're kind of stupid if you were the one he was going to send home if you voted for him. Could you say the same about Hillary Clinton? Just asking. Putting it out there, you tell me. I can tell you something else. I guarantee you that none of those kids that were killed, none of those people that were killed in Chicago, they're never going to be able to vote. You're killing off your own voters. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. John Kerry. Oh, God. You know, you've seen him in, what was it, Batman? I think it was Batman. But I think he was playing himself in Batman. Really. Just saying. The guy, I mean, look, he's got an amazing, I never really appreciated his humor. But he's, you know, apparently he's got talent. People watch him. And he says we shouldn't be fighting the socialism. We should embrace it. It's unreal. Coming from a millionaire. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
They call me Cuban Pete. I don't look like a Pete. I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5562. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I mean that sincerely. I really do, you know, appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you're spending on the air and in the chat room. And again, being engaged and involved. It is a big deal, and I do appreciate it. And putting up on my rants. Man, I can't get away from this stuff. I don't understand these people. Look, I am not the most educated guy in the world. I'm like you, okay? I grew up in a city, you know, Boston, but I grew up there in the 70s. You know, and some of you who are my age know how bad it was. right? I mean, those are the gas lines and all this. You know, I walk to school in the snow up to my neck, you know, 3 miles each way uphill, whatever. You know the stories. Right? But, I mean, seriously, I mean, you see all this stuff going on, and I worked my way out of Boston. I worked my way into a nice community over the years. It didn't happen in 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. Nobody handed it to me. Nobody said, here's a nice house where you can raise your kids and have a ball and whatever, and you don't worry about the job. What did Nancy Pelosi say? We don't worry about your job if you want to be an artist. We want you to think about your art. What a whack. And I say that in the most loving of terms. Anyway, so Jim Carrey says, stop apologizing. And this guy's worth $150 million. He's got dual citizenship, Canada and the U.S. And he says, stop apologizing and say yes to socialism. I mean, sir, does he understand what that means for him? I don't think he does. I don't think he really gets it. And when you, oh God, these guys are amazing. They're constantly amazing. And I say that because I look at these guys and I think to myself, they really don't understand what they're selling. I mean, am I wrong? And Carrey wants, he wants everybody to be part of his, you know, we share and share alike. Right? And you know, you do know, if you've seen pictures of him recently, man, he looks scary. No, I'm not being mean or trying to pick on him. No, I mean that. He looks scary. He looks ill. And anyway. And the only thing, look at, I know he was in Batman. I know he was a little off there, right? But most people remember him for Dumb and Dumber. I don't even understand why you guys like Dumb and Dumber. I don't get it. But that's me. You're allowed your own level of comedy, I guess. So Friday, he urged Democrats to say yes to socialism. He said, you should be embracing the attacks on the Republicans. We have to say yes to socialism, he said, to the word and everything it stands for. He was on, now think about this. He was on Real Time with Bill Maher, which is really fake time with Bill Maher. Well, two of the richest men in Hollywood. And they want you to believe that they believe in socialism, which shows you they have no clue as to what socialism actually is. Now, the actor, and again, he is among the richest in Hollywood. I mean, he might not be up there with the top five, but he's definitely up there in the top 20. He said Bill Maher, he pointed out that Republicans criticize socialist and progressive Democrats by invoking the example of Venezuela, a failing socialist regime where thousands of Venezuelans are running away every week. And you know what his response to that? We would not be like Venezuela, which is what every other socialist nation who died said. I'm sure Venezuela pointed out other socialist nations. We're not like that. Now remember, Venezuela was oil rich. It's one of the richest nations on the planet. What happened? Hey, Billy Bob, what happened? Republicans have repeatedly slammed the Democratic Party upon the election of troves of socialist candidates in primaries across. See, I think that's a big reason as to why we're going to be handed the election. No, really, when they start debating and people start tuning in, I've got Democrat friends where I live that are petrified at the fact that these progressives are actually making it past the primaries. I said, because your candidates aren't showing up. Your candidates think that they own it. Look, Joe Crowley in New York, he'd been there for what, 16 years? I don't even know how long he was. He was there forever. And he figured he just had it. And their party is changing. Their party is fractioning. Their party, for all intents and purposes, is really having some issues. You got progressives and socialist candidates. They're making advances in places like Florida, Massachusetts. You know, that Boston City Council councilor, Ayanna Pressley. Too bad that has to be your last name, huh? GNC, the 10-term U.S. Representative Michael Capuano. They're both Democrat in a Democratic primary. Of course, they're both Democrats. Unlike, we have the jungle primaries out here. Top two get it, period. So when you see this going on, when you see these people embracing this, think of what they're telling you they're looking for. You've got people out there. You go look at the history of this country in our early days with the Pilgrims. We tried this. It didn't work. Oh, the country used to try this. It didn't work. And now you've got candidates out there wanting to go back to the beginning. Medicare for all. Wiping out student debt. No more war overseas. We won't be fighting for other people. Really? Aren't you the bleeding heart liberals that want to help everybody that pours into the country? Who are we not going to be helping? Ending mass incarceration. What? Getting rid of the jails? Right? I mean, I love this. Mayor says the beauty behind Trump getting elected is the Democrats are rediscovering who they are. So apparently they've always been socialist progressives. I mean, really, welfare for all, is really that make you a stronger person? Does that make it easier for you? Are you serious? I mean, this is just crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do mean texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. These people who come out and do this, the Jim Carreys of the world, right? They come out and do this stuff. It's easy to say when you have all the money sitting in the bank, sitting under your mattress, stuffed in your closet and shoe boxes. It's a whole different story when you're out there actually pounding pavement 9 to 5 every day. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Hurricane Florence churning and heading toward the U.S. Evacuations underway along the coast in North and South Carolina as the eye gets closer.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
And folks who live in Hawaii preparing for Hurricane Olivia. Here's Hawaii Governor David Ige.
We do expect strong wind in addition to rain and flooding as potential risk, high surf and storm surge.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Spending with us, if you would. I was having some fun with Jim Carrey. And I didn't really have fun with Jim Carrey. That doesn't sound right, does it? Anyway, I love these multi-billionaires. Right? And they don't really, they don't understand the true meaning of socialism. And I love it when guys like Bill Maher say, hey, look, we're fine. You know, we're America. We'll do it differently. Right. Because communism and socialism, the only reason it keeps failing is because nobody's ever really implemented it properly. The hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, over all these hundreds of years, nobody's been smart enough to implement it properly. I can't stand it. Right? The classic definition of socialism. It's a political and economic theory of social organization that advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange, ready for this, should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. Come on, think that through. That means the gas companies, the oil companies, the food companies, the whatever companies. All of them should be owned by the government or one person in particular. And so maybe that's what it is. So, Jimmy, got a question for you. Instead of you getting $5 million plus residuals for your movies, are you saying that you're willing to spread the wealth? I could sit at home, eat bonbons, and maybe grow some stuff in the backyard. Maybe. And you'll go ahead and you'll work your little buns off and share that with me. What a nice guy you are. I take back everything I said about you. Right? And you know, a Marxist theory about socialism, it's that place between. It's that point where you start to overthrow capitalism and move towards realizing communism. Think about that. Right? Come on. So when you do that, what do you? There's an end result. I love to, you don't understand how much I love this stuff. I love these young people who think that socialism and communism is going to work. Again, just do a little history homework. Look at what happened in the early days in this country. When this country started, we had socialism. I don't know if you know this. Do your homework and find out what the original settlers did. Find out how Jamestown almost went on. I mean, people were dying. They were starving. Because the ones that were somewhat lazy, I'll be nice, right, would sit back. Hey, if they're growing corn for everyone, why do I need to grow corn? I'm just going to sit back here and wait. Look it up. Anyway, Carlo. Is that Carlo or Carla from California?
It's Carla.
Oh, that, well, yes, we don't want to call you, unless you identify that way, in which case I don't want to offend you, and I'd be more than happy to call you Carlo.
You can offend me all you want to. I don't mind. I've got thick skin. How are you, Joe?
Carla. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Jim Carrey is a classic liberal crackpot. He isn't going to give away anything to anybody. And the reason that he sits out there and says the things that he said is because he's nice and, you know, cushy. I imagine he's, you know, blown it a little bit from his comments and his caricatures he's been throwing all over the place. So he's having to get out and do a little work now and drum up a few bucks. But he's not hurting. So he could say whatever he wants to. And, you know, the rest of us are just supposed to swallow it. Well, I'm sorry.
What, $150 million? I mean, think about it. I mean, he can make a few mistakes, right? I mean, it's okay.
Sure. 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 Yeah. But he isn't going to give anything away to any of us. I mean, I don't see him writing you a check or me a check.
No, these guys, listen, where do you see, once they make it big, where do you see them? What are they doing? The only thing they give money to is political campaigns or political issues. I don't see them giving money to any of this other stuff. I don't hear about
that
them.
They know absolutely nothing about.
Bingo. Bingo.
They think, you know, they know about it, but they don't.
No. And Carrey, to me, again, I never appreciate his humor. Some people do. So be it. Everybody got their taste in this. But these guys who have millions of dollars do nothing. They do absolutely nothing with it, for the most part. Some do. But for the most part, they don't, right?
Agreed. Agreed. And the other comment I wanted to make, anybody out there who's listening that lives in the state of California, if you hate Jerry Brown and, if you hate Jerry Brown and what's going on in this state right now, you people, I don't care if you like the person you're voting for or not, if you don't want Brown on steroids, get your butts out there and vote the people out who are putting us in this position.
Amen.
Okay?
They got to go.
All right.
Go. See, you said Jerry
right.
Brown
have a great
and
night.
Your dog went crazy. So, yeah, you, thanks for calling.
Yeah, right? Okay, bye-bye.
You know, really, if you guys want to see what the rest of the country would look like, if it was run by Democrats, look at California. And you know what they say to you when you say that to them? They say to you, well, we've got the fifth largest economy in the world. And you go, really? So what does that mean? We have the fifth largest amount of money coming in or going out? What are we doing with that? We also probably owe more money than most third world nations combined. I don't know what the number is, but not a college finance major. But if you've got the fifth largest economy in the country, or in the world for that matter, at least that's what they say, they could be their own nation. All that means is the numbers are the fifth largest. That doesn't mean they're handling the money properly. That doesn't mean they're making it all work. Remember something, we're 127, state of California cannot pay its bills. If it had to take care of itself, it could not do it. Not with its own tax money, it's impossible. They are behind hundreds of billions of dollars at this point when it comes to the state infrastructure, because Jerry won't spend any money on infrastructure. Even though he tells you he is, he won't. Okay? These guys in the legislature care so much about the people. This is why the thing with Gutierrez made me crazy. They could care less about what the citizens want. The California legislature passed a gas tax last year, added anywhere from 12 to 16 cents a gallon to gas. And the people were outraged by it, just livid, because the money was supposed to be used, is supposed to be used, to fix the infrastructure in the state. And I got to tell you something. They did this to us before, and they used none of it to fix the infrastructure. So now they did it again. The people are outraged. People on both sides signed a petition to put this on the ballot so we could vote it out. Now, the legislature knows that, but they need the money because they've already spent it before it's even come in. So they are ready. You ready for this? They are ready shortly after we vote the gas tax out. They've got another bill ready to go to vote the gas tax or something similar to it back in again. Okay? Let's put that on the table. Table number two. They're working on a mileage tax as well. So now, as you're sitting there at the gas station, filling up your car, giving those porkers up there in Sacramento, because they can't get enough tax, while you're filling your car up and paying them that money, then what you're going to have to do is start tracking your mileage, or they'll find a way to track your mileage, and you have to pay a tax on the mileage you drive. Isn't that double taxing you for the same thing? They just love taxes. And then they're jumping on professional services because they need more tax money. They can't stop spending money. So now they're going to professional services. That means your doctor, your lawyer, your CPA. Professional services will now be taxed by the state of California. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you excited? Think about it. It doesn't stop, and they're not going to stop there. They got other taxes they want to put into place. When does it stop? How do you make it stop? And the problem is, I've got friends that are Democrats that are saying that hate what's going on. I mean, they truly hate what's going on. And you look at them and you go, then why don't you vote Republican? It's not the end of the world. They can't. They can't bring themselves to do it. They've been so conditioned, so brainwashed over the years to believe that Republicans are bad, mean, evil people. How do we change that, people? How do you turn that around? You got to get out with them. You got to go to a place. Don't say I'm not going there because there's a bunch of Dems there. Bring your friends out. Bring your Dem friends out, one or two at a time. Show them what we're really all about. Okay, my hero, Nikki Haley. She lets them have it. Again, God bless that woman. She should be the next president. She should be the first female president. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is a real fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really, really, really appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending. But head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there on the website. A lot more than you think going on up there on the website. And again, what it really boils down to is how much do you want to get. If you just want to drive around listening, that's cool. If you want to look, pick it up later on, podcast, it's all up there on my website. You can grab it, pull it down later on. If you prefer to listen on your local radio station, let them know they should be carrying the show. What's wrong with them? Right? So, I heard earlier tonight, before I came on the air, that there was another anonymous op-ed going to the New York Times, the failing New York Times, as they say. And I love this. I think this is only this anonymous family must be humongous. It's almost incestual to a point. I mean, they're all over the place, right? And what a bunch of cowards. This is kind of where my head's at. If you've got, listen to what these guys are. Well, we're saving the country. Really? Do what our founding fathers did. I want to know who you are. If you really think you're doing right by the country, then do it out in front. Have a spine. Have some guts. Cowards hide in the dark. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, if you really think the guy, the person, I won't even use the word guy because I know some of you will go into convulsions, but 63 million Americans elected this person to office. He sits in the highest. You don't have a right to circumvent him. You don't like what he's doing, you have him removed legally. Your job is not to get in his way. See, I think the biggest mistake he made, I would have wiped everybody out. I would have cleaned that place up department by department. And when I say clean it, I mean got rid of you. If you gave 5 cents to Hillary Clinton, you would have been gone. Because you guys can't let it loose. You can't let it go. It's not because you gave money to her in particular. It's because you've proven yourselves not to be able to let it go, to be true Americans. Seriously. I mean, you guys have been screaming that he was going to cause a nuclear war with North Korea. They didn't even have ballistic missiles in the last parade. Some of the experts that deep down inside experts say he's broken Kim, which is good. I don't get this. You guys like it the way it was? And then Mr. Obama coming out, he actually believed that this place was safer when he was president? Yeah, okay. Sure. And one of my heroes, Nikki Haley, she is furious right now. And she's done. She's done with you cowards. That's right, you heard me. If you're anonymous, you're a coward. By now, almost everybody has read about it. The anonymous op-ed article that was published in the New York Times. It was supposedly penned by a senior White House official. Right? Right, the scathing piece, it's been one of the most critical hits against President Donald Trump since he took office. But I don't see, it's not going to be the last one. And if they think it did any good, there'll be so many more anonymous pieces. You watch. Now, there's all kinds of questions that still remain about the article. Right? Is it real? Who wrote it? Right? Now, it has pushed the administration into... See, I wouldn't go into damage control with this. I would ignore it. I would totally ignore it. But it's a safe bet that United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley wasn't the one behind the letter. You can tell. You know why? She went off. Haley, unlike the other Times offer, had the courage to put her name on her work. That's why I said she's a real hero. She's a real fighter. She really cares about the country. She's willing to put her name on it. And she drew a line in the sand between serving the president, who was duly elected by the American people, or working to undermine the commander-in-chief, which is treason. From the get-go, it was clear that the outspoken ambassador was fed up with the entire situation. She says, we have enough issues to deal with in the world, so it's unfortunate to have to take time to write this, but I feel compelled to address the claims in the anonymous resistance op-ed published this week in the New York Times, she said. Now, again, I want to remind you something. Remember, he hates women. But he put her on as ambassador to the UN, right? The author might think that he or she is doing a service at a country. I strongly disagree. What the senior official in the Trump administration has done and is apparently intent on continuing to do is a serious disservice, not just to the president, but to the country as a whole. And let me tell you what, buddy, she was just getting started. She acknowledged that the advisors don't always see eye to eye with the president, particularly this one, but made it clear the job of officials, including yourself, was to take up the problems in the Oval Office, not go behind the president's back. She said, I don't agree with the president on everything. When there's a disagreement, there's a right way and a wrong way to address it. She said, I pick up the phone and call him or I meet him in person. He doesn't shut out any of his advisors. And he doesn't demand that everybody agree with him. Sometimes he changes course, sometimes he doesn't. That's the way the system should. That's the other thing I never understood. When they claim that he changes his mind or he's gone 180 degrees from what he originally said he was going to do, well, maybe he got information he didn't know about. Maybe he got something different, something changed, and he decided to go in a different direction because he now has information or information has been revealed to him that he finds his original thought was the wrong way to go. Should he still go down that road? When President Obama, I think, at one point in time went, holy crap, what did I do with Iran? He was too prideful to change his course. He was too prideful to go in a different direction. Sometimes he changes course, sometimes he does, and that's the way the system should work, she said. And the American people should be comfortable knowing that that's the way the system does work. Now, the former governor then called out something that is frequently overlooked by the media. She said, not only was the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times shady and childish, it was also dangerous. Taking this course shows mistrust among the thousands of government workers who do their jobs honestly every day. It's unfairly cast out on the president in a way that can't be directly refuted because anonymous accusers, we don't know who they are. We don't know if they have credibility. We don't even know if they're real. This could be chapter one of a fictional book somebody's writing. She didn't stop there. It encourages U.S. adversaries to promote their hostile claims about the stability of our government. A central part of our democracy requires that those who work directly with the president not secretly try to undermine him or his policies. Remember, there isn't anything that he's put in place or road he started going down that he didn't talk about. He didn't sell when he ran for president. Right? I mean, okay, the space thing. I don't care about that. All right? Because we're already doing most of that with the Air Force anyhow. Does it mean we start fractioning off? We said, I don't know. I haven't got that deep into that. She goes on to say, what the author is describing in a extra-constitutional method of addressing policy disputes within the administration, that's wrong. The Constitution needs to be the basis for everything. And we've even heard some Democrats like Schumer and who's the, what's her name, one out of Massachusetts? Elizabeth Warren. See, I try to get these names out of my head because I don't have to deal with them. But, you know, they've even talked about how the Constitution gets in the way. President Obama talked about how the Constitution got in the way. It's supposed to get in the way. That's the whole idea. You know, you undermine the democracy that our founding fathers set up. You undermine the republic that our founding fathers set up. Right? The alleged official who wrote the Times piece is doing exactly that to themselves. They're circumventing the president and the entire system within the government. You know, we've always prided ourselves on the fact that we have a peaceful transition of power, except when it came to this president. They were so undone that they were going to do everything they could to make sure this was not a peaceful transition. I'm not going to say this succeeded, but they're doing a darn good job of making it noisy and hard to deal with. Haley ended by letting the official know exactly how she felt. She said it's cowardly and it's anti-democratic. And it's a disservice to our country. I agree with her 100%. She's absolutely right. Our founding fathers knew that when they were signing that Declaration of Independence, come on, everybody, you know this. I've talked about this a million times. They were signing their death warrant. It was over for them. They might as well put their neck in the guillotine by themselves, or in the noose, or on the guillotine by themselves. Because that's where they were going. That's what was happening. That's guts. That's courage. That's willing to give it up for what you believe in. A Harvard professor said that merit-based admissions creates inequity. Or inequality, I'm sorry. Isn't that what it's supposed to do? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. We'll talk about that more in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.